All right, really another training camp type of practice today, really working on ourselves. That's really what our focus is, you know, today, and what our focus probably will be on tomorrow. And then we'll start prepping for Seattle on Wednesday. So that'll kind of be the game plan of what we got going on. But a good practice today.
Seems like in the game you did it where with Menelik out, you move Barnes to right tackle and Jackson to left guard. Would that be the plan?
Yeah.
I guess Khalif, having experience at both spots, able to go quickly.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, it's a credit to him as a player. I mean, we've moved him around a lot, and he's been a very versatile player for us. So that's one of those things that I've talked about before, about, you know, guys with some versatility that can play multiple positions. So that would be the plan going in, and we'll see, you know, we'll see where we're at come Thursday.
Is Shove's elbow soreness not really too serious? He's just sitting out because of precautionary reasons?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it. But, you know, we're going to take him day by day and, you know, try to make sure he's ready to go.
When did it flare up?
He came in Saturday after the game, I guess it was. So we held him out yesterday. We held him out again today.
So will he not play against Seattle, or is that still to be determined?
Well, it's still to be determined, but, you know, if he's, you know, 100% and ready to go, you know, he might get in there. But we want to see Derek play. We want to give him an opportunity. Obviously, you know, missing the Green Bay game was, you know, that's part of the developmental process. So we want to be able to see him get in there and play. So I plan on seeing a lot of snaps out of Derek.
But in your mind, is Matt Schaub still the starter for the opener?
Yes.
With the struggles the first team's passing game has had that you were outlined on Saturday, all the different areas that there's stuff going on, how much does it set back to have him not have him out there 2 days to work on those things with the rest of the unit?
Well, I mean, obviously that's something that you'd like to have, but you know, you got to have a little bit of foresight into getting ready for the opening game, and that's what's the most critical. These preseason games are you know, trying to prepare you for that. But ultimately, the true test is where you at on opening day, and that's where our focus is.
Any updates on Fillmore?
No, he's still got the neck strain. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. See if he can get out and move around a little bit. And again, we're taking him day by day also.
With DJ Hayden, could you kind of maybe push that all the way up to Saturday before you'd have to make that a reserve PUP designation, or what's your
we're gonna push it all the way up until the deadline, you know, until we find out you know, exactly where he is. So we'll wait and see what we have to do on that.
Have you had any cause for encouragement that he's making?
Well, I watched him out there moving around with the trainers today. Yeah. He looked a lot better. So. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those things that you just kind of you visit with the trainers every day and find out, you know, how he did, you know, each particular day, and he's making progress, that's for sure.
Osbury looks like he might be close. I mean, just by the way he looks moving around out there.
Yeah, he was better today. So whether or not he's able to actually get out there and practice and play in the game, I don't have that answer, but. He's definitely, again, another one of those guys that's making progress.
Did Hayden ever have a setback in his rehab, or is it just kind of the process?
No, it's just been the process.
Okay. It seemed like a few weeks back you were pretty happy with your receivers. Have they taken a step back the last couple of weeks, or what's been your analysis of how?
Well, and I said this before. I mean, I think we've got to improve in the passing game, and they're one of the elements of that combination. You know. And again, it's a full team effort. It's everybody involved. It's the protection. It's the backs. It's the receivers. It's quarterback. You know, so we're continuing to work through that. And I think the last couple of days they've had a good day.
Bryce Butler's saying yesterday that he was out there. He was like on the field the first week of the season when you played Indianapolis, and then he conceded that at one point I hit a wall mentally and physically. Was that something you saw over time happening with him, and is it just something that most a lot of rookies go through? Or
yeah, well, it is something that just about every rookie goes through, and that's part of that mental toughness that you have to have to be able to fight through that. And I think he's come back and responded throughout the off season. You know, last year was very similar. I mean, he showed up in the preseason games. He's done that again this year, so. He's made progress, and I think he's in a better spot now than he was, you know, a year ago at this time.
Is Roach still going through the protocol?
He is, yes.
Was Taiwan Jones is still plan is for him is still just to have him ready for the regular season?
That's the plan, yes.
He was described to, I think, once as beat up. Does he have anything specifically other than?
Well, he's got a knee strain.
Okay.
So that's where he's at. And, you know, again, he was another one of those guys who was on the field today working with the trainer some. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's making progress, but our thoughts on him are to get him ready for the regular season.
And Chimdi's still the same?
Same
thing with him?
Same thing.
Any Jankowski update?
He kicked today, I don't think he's 100%. So, again, we're going to be smart there. I'm not going to put him out there and take the risk of going into the regular season with him injured. So we'll see where he's at the next couple of days. But he was, you know, he's a lot better today than he was, you know, 4 days ago.
There seem to be some similarities between what Schaub is going through with the elbow issue and what Matt Flynn went through last year. Do you think those things are fair? Do you think they're completely separate entities? Anything from the experience you can draw on?
Yeah, I don't look at those two situations as the same.
Okay.
As far as the last linebacker spot, has Kalen Brett kind of separated himself a little bit there, or how's he been the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, I think he's separated himself and. You know, he's put himself in good position. I think this will be a big week for him to go out and perform well against the Seahawks. So, you know, as well as a lot of these guys that are, you know, fighting for roster spots, this will be a big game as far as, you know, our ability to determine exactly what the right 53 is for this football team.
Dennis, are you concerned about the quarterback position? I mean, obviously,
no.
Schaub was brought in to be the stabilizing force.
No, I'm not. I'm not concerned about this. I've said all along. I mean, I like our quarterback room. I think we got three very capable quarterbacks going in there and helping us win football games. So that's really not a concern.
Will the fourth guy have a chance to play on Thursday? Will Trent have a chance to play, or is that?
We'll see.